noticing the content of the undercurrent practice. In this practice, we're going to be getting a bit more familiar with the stuff of the mind, the stuff that appears there, flowing by in the river of our experience. So this practice, like all others, is a practice of curiosity. A practice of being curious about what's actually going on. We begin, as always, by placing the body in a position that feels really comfortable and really supportive. Maybe we can reflect for a moment on why it might be helpful to understand the workings of the mind a little better. Why it might be helpful to understand ourselves a little better. And beginning now to settle ourselves in the usual way. Deepening the breathing just a little if that feels okay. Tuning in to the in-breath and the out-breath and all of the sensations that go with that. And introducing counting or a phrase if you find that helpful. And then allowing the breath to return to its natural rhythm and pace, paying a little more attention to the out-breath, to that sense of relaxation that we may experience as the body lets go of the breath. And reminding our minds that maybe there's something to learn there. As the mind observes the body, letting go of the breath, how might it be if we could simply let go of being so concerned with the content of the mind? And inviting our attention to flow downwards now, perhaps checking in with those areas of the body that are in contact with the floor, the chair, and noticing how that feels, that contact. Maybe a sense of steadiness to be found in that feeling of physically being present. What else is there to be aware of in this moment, in this body? Sensations of the breath flowing in and out. Sensations of contact, where the body is meeting the chair or the floor, but maybe also some more subtle sensations of contact. Maybe clothing resting against the body, maybe hair resting against the face or the neck. Anything else going on right now for you? And having grounded ourselves in this body, become a little bit more mountain-like or weeble-like. Perhaps we can start to open our attention into the space around, becoming aware of the space around the body, and choosing to simply rest here. And sooner or later, as you know, the mind will wander off. Perhaps chasing after some juicy thought or other, or some image that pops into the mind and thoughts quickly follow. And as soon as we notice that, we can choose to use our support choosing to use either the breath, lightly resting portion of our attention on the sensations of the breath flowing in, flowing out. Or we can choose to rest some of our attention on the sounds around. Resting on our chosen support in a very relaxed way. And doing that not so that we shut out our experience, thoughts, feelings, sensations, images, storylines, they'll all still come and go as we rest here. And in practices up until now, we've just allowed them to come and go without really giving them any attention. But in this practice, we're turning our attention towards this flow of experience. And the temptation may be, as we turn to look at our thoughts and feelings and images and the storylines that are playing out, that we kind of dive into the river and get pulled along in the current. So it's kind of like we're looking at the river of our experience out of the sides of our eyes, kind of peeking at it, with the intention of not getting too involved in what's there. Intending that the content of the undercurrent becomes really clear to us, but that we don't get lost in it. And the invitation now is to pay a little more attention to what actually is flowing by for you in the river of your experience. Maybe there's something quite juicy going on for you right now, something that your mind really is pulled to quite a lot, almost like Velcro that you tear the mind away, perhaps, and back to the present moment, back to your support of breath or sound. And yet the mind is really quite desperate to get back to thinking about whatever it is that feels so important. Or maybe for you there's an awareness of what appears to be quite random stuff appearing in your mind. A bit like the mind sort of hopping, like a butterfly from one flower or blade of grass to the next. So it's like we're allowing the content of the river to be our support, to take up our attention for a few seconds, like holding up a magnifying glass to the content. And towards the end of this practice, just coming back to how it feels to be sitting here right now. Perhaps placing more of your attention in the lower half of the body and tuning into any feeling of stability, feeling of resting here in the present moment with stuff going on all around, but perhaps still a sense of steadiness in the midst of it all. What might it be like if this steadiness was part of our everyday lives? How might it benefit us, and how might it benefit those around us?